Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Cedric Maxwell, how are you doing?
Gentlemen, I guess...
Oh, boy. Oh.
Milwaukee.
Well, Max, your phone is unfortunately cutting out. Can you kind of stand?
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you now. There you go, Max.
Okay. So, I moved into another part of the room.
How you doing? What's the scene there right now? Well, first of all, let's just take us back to yesterday. When did you get in town, and where were you when you found out the season had been suspended?
We flew in from Indianapolis and was talking to a couple of players on the bus into Milwaukee. And I got here probably about, I think we got in probably about 2:30. And we're all just talking about, you know, what possibilities there were. And then the Woj bomb came out about, about the season and, you know, different things going on. And then the big one, then I took a nap and somebody called me and said the season was over. And I was like, what the hell? So that's where I'm at, and we're still here in the in Milwaukee, and we're leaving this morning at 9:30.
Okay, and you're with the team, right? Like, you guys are all traveling together?
I'm with the team, yes. I'm still with the team. No, they didn't throw me and Sean in under the bus or anything. We're leaving today at 9:30, and Sean and I have not heard anything official other than we're leaving on the bus. Nobody's talked to us, and we would be the last one they'd probably talk to about anything. John Wallach would testify with this when we were on the plane when he was doing the game a couple of years ago, and we all of a sudden when we landed in OKC from Boston, and finally we heard that there was a bomb scare for the plane. When did we find out, John?
We found out after we landed.
Yeah,
that's right. We didn't know anything until we got there.
But there was a report, Cedric, last night that the team, because obviously everyone's concerned about Rudy Gobert's contact with everyone, and I know that they just played the Jazz at the TD Garden this past Friday night, and so the Washington Wizards this morning just came out with a statement that they're self quarantining, and they played Utah on February 29th, so like more recently than the Celtics did. And then there was a story that came out on ESPN that you guys had self-quarantined last night. What have you heard about any of that? Has there been talk of quarantining? And what has anyone said anything to you about that? And now he's gone. Max, you there?
Creepy.
Ooh, all right. Spooky.
Real quick.
Because, hang on, real quick, that is they just made a statement. Washington Wizards came out and said that under the advisement of the medical staff, the Washington Wizards had advised players, coaches, and basketball operations to self-quarantine. It says for the next 3 to 4 days. The decision was made in abundance of caution due to the team's recent game schedule. Saw them play at Utah on February 29th and against New York, who played Utah on March 4th.
And Mark Cuban was just on that Get Up, Time to Get Up program on
Get
ESPN.
Yep.
His expectation is that this NBA statement is a delay and not a cancellation. His feeling is that the NBA season will not be canceled, just postponed, and that he could see NBA games going into August as a result.
Okay.
Chris Mannix, there's been some frustration voiced across the league about testing. Players, coaches, and team staffers want to be tested. Many are being told to sit tight, but those that played in Utah in recent weeks or even played a team that played Utah want to be tested and can't get the test.
Yeah, well, join the club. Cedric Maxwell, we have you back. Hello.
Yes. Donald Trump said we Donald Trump said we could all get the test whenever we wanted.
Well, he did.
I'm going to the wrong places.
Maybe you guys didn't see that on the news the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who wants the test can get the test.
Yeah. It sounds like even if you're a member of the Boston Celtics or anyone who played in the NBA, you can't get the test. This is weird. So did you guys quarantine last night? Because ESPN reported that at one point.
I was in the bar, dude, getting a rum and coke last night. All right,
that's my guy.
I know how you guys like to poke fun at me all the time, and I love it. Oh my god! But last night was like I didn't even know what to do. Sean and I went upstairs, and we went to the bar, and a couple of the personnel from the team came, and they were in the bar also. So. If you said that was self-quarantine, hey, I guess we're self-quarantined.
I mean, what else are you going to do? You get nerves. You got to calm down. You want to socialize a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that.
Dude, this is the home of Michael Felder. What the hell were we going to do? Go have cheese someplace? What were we going to do?
You could go see the Fonzie statue.
That's right.
So no, we have not got any official word from anybody about doing anything. I would assume that we're going to fly back into Hanscom like we normally do. And that's pretty much it. We might get an official word once we get on the plane. But so far as the people who are storage, we're kind of looked at as luggage. I don't think that they're too concerned right now with us. If a test comes available, let me see, between me and Jason, who do you think is going to get that test first?
I mean, you're right. I mean, and it's weird. That's the way it works, man. But I mean, but that's got to be concerning to you. I mean, you're on a tube. You're in this tube that's airlocked with guys who just, were face-to-face, probably, with spit flying everywhere during the game with this guy who was tested positive for the coronavirus.
What are you trying to freak him out for?
Well, I mean, it's a reality. It's not like he hadn't thought about that. So, I mean...
No, you're not freaking me out. Exactly what you said. I was sitting right beside Jason Tatum on the bus last night, yesterday, when we came in. And was talking to him for a minute. So, yes, they were close enough to Rudy Gobert to be very concerned about this. But, again, as the second part of the team, they don't come to us last about these things of, we just get on the damn bus, shut our mouths, and go where we're supposed to be going. And that's all I know right now is the flight is leaving today at 11 o'clock out of here, getting it, and hopefully coming into Hanscom.
So, all right.
John just had a report. Have you heard any talk about any expectations of how this season's going to end? If they do launch it back, do you see them shortening maybe the playoffs, or have you heard anything along those lines?
I have not heard anything. I would assume that they're going to finish the season, and they have the luxury of doing that, moving back a little bit. But I think that we are just kind of holding our breath, thinking about what could possibly happen. The way the playoffs are set up right now today, if they started up again, we would be hosting Philadelphia. So, I think they're going to complete the season somehow. I think the NBA did the smartest thing. I think they took control of it. And I think Adam's hand was forced in the sense that once Rudy Gobert tested positive, and then it was a snowball effect. What team did he play? Who did he play last? How this has affected the entire league. It was a very smart thing to do by the NBA. And I've talked to a couple of people about George Niang. I know a friend of his mother. And they were still talking about the Utah team, what they were going to do, and if they were going to be leaving the arena in OKC. They were all kind of like shuttled back and forth. They didn't know if they were going to get on the plane tonight going back to Utah because of Rudy and the other guys being exposed to it. So there's a lot of movable parts right now which are being put into place. And I'm just a cog in the wheel. That's what I am.
Cedric, how weird is Sean Grandy's obsession with wrestling?
Sean, the first thing Sean talked about today was yesterday. He said, after we heard the news, he said, whoa, WrestleMania is going to have to be canceled. What?
He is not the only one. This is amazing. There's something about sports broadcasters that they just love wrestling. It's so odd.
Wait a minute. Just speak for Sean, okay? Not all sport broadcasters, okay? I don't care. And I think what we saw was, and at that time, the person that came up was cancer. And that's what Sean said to cancer, because cancer, it was involved in wrestling. So I think that is just the funniest thing. But when he said that, I looked at him like, who really gives a damn?
It's like, not your family, not your new wife.
Words, man. Right.
Not are we going to be stuck in Milwaukee. It's,
I'm not going to get to see John Cena pile drive Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, John Cena, I can really give a fat monkey's behind right now.
But what's funny is you're not the first guy today to tell us today about someone being upset about wrestling, which just seems very, very odd to me.
It just seems as odd as it can be when you think about, you know, the coronavirus. And I kept saying this to, you know, Sean and a couple of people. I said, The way the league was, I said, this was serious. I said, when you quarantine 14 million people in Italy, yeah, and you do what you did in New Rochelle, mm-hmm, I was just thinking there's no way that we're going to have a regular game here in Milwaukee today. Right. I thought it would be with no fans, and the announcement was going to be made, and that's what we talked about, that with Jason Tatum. I said that, you know, no fans were going to be in the game when Woj dropped his Woj bomb. And then all of a sudden, wake up, you know, take a nap, and 2 hours later, hear from a friend of mine saying, man, they canceled the damn season. I said, what? They canceled the season. So I was just like in shock, and then turned on the TV and have been mesmerized since about everything going on.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. And I owe Gorman one, because he called me and said, I was supposed to be traveling today, and he's like, don't travel, so I owe him one, so there you go.
Well, I think that the way you guys had Gorman, you know, Gorman's story that went out in the media beforehand, before all this went down,
yeah,
and that was a firestorm.
That started
a firestorm in the organization. So I just think that, you know, it's just crazy that, you know, a lot of people right now wanted to put their head in the sand, like they're ostriches, and say nothing was going on.
But
clearly, you know, I think that the Celtics want to try to be as cautious as they can about this. I don't know what the situation is. Maybe we will be put on the plane and we will be all talked together like we were, you know, like we're kids. But they haven't told us right now. So far as this last minute, have not told us anything other than our bags supposed to be outside at 9:30 and the bus leaves at 10:30.
Crazy.
All right. Well, Cedric Maxwell, stay safe and thank you for the time.
All right, gentlemen, y'all have a good one. I just want to do like I do with Felger. Jesus.
All right. Thanks, Max.
Nice to see you, man.
All right.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.